creatures and making them available nationwide to a way of sharing different roads to spirituality. For example, he brought Garmashushing Shang, who was the first teacher of Zen Buddhism in the United States. He wrote a book on Zen Buddhism and brought him to the U.S. and introduced him to his friends things like this. He went to the Birmingham jail when Martin Luther King was there. And he said, "Dr. King, your story needs to get out. I will publish it." This guy was amazing. So, X-Men is involved with a philosopher by the name of Gerald Hurd, H-E-A-R-D. And Hurd was one of the real remarkable philosophers of the last century. And Hurd's basic thing was, to put it into a nutshell, put Gerald Hurd into a nutshell. Arrogance, didn't it? Yes, I am. Professor Hurd, his idea is that Darwin was only half right. The evolution thing was absolutely, good stuff, because Hurd was an anthropologist, but he did not take into account the mental and the spiritual evolution of the species. And that what we're doing is that we're in the midst of this next shift out of self-consciousness. You know how in the book it keeps talking about what's the problem itself? To what I like to refer to and what many of his contemporary referred to as a cosmic consciousness. An acceptance that every decision that I make has something to do with the collective. That it's not just about me, it's not about myself, it's about all of us. And that we are in the midst of this. And I like to say that every time you meditate, every time that you seek the unit of experience in your own experience, you are doing what those first amphibians were doing when they were climbing out of the primordial ooze. That we are in the midst of a shift. He called it, they called it the next level of consciousness. Later on, it was called the Age of Aquarius. And so Hurd and a man by the name of Aldous Huxley emigrated to the United States. Hurd was going to be the anthropology chair at, anthropology chair at Duke University. And he took a look around. He says, "No, that's not what I want to do." So he took all of his money and he moved to Trabuco Canyon just above Laguna Beach. And he established a center called the Trabuco Center for Prayer, the Study of Prayer and Meditation. And their idea was that they were going to take all the different types of ways that people move towards God and put them almost like in a laboratory setting. We're going to have a dozen people over at this table, and for the next 6 months, you're going to meditate for 4 hours a day in this particular fashion. You are going to be taking a look at only the New Testament in these four chapters, all kinds of different stuff, to see if there was anything that actually accelerated people so that they could have this change of consciousness, this change that you are heir to. This is this is Alcoholics Anonymous. You ever sat in one of those meetings and they go, "Well, I don't meditate because I'm not good at it." "Oh, I wasn't good at not drinking either." But that we are making an incredible contribution to the change of consciousness of the planet every time that we are involved in this. And we get to do it in a way that not only is it transferable and transmittable,